Take a nice, big, deep breath and really fill your lungs full of air. And breathe out. Again, deep breath in, filling your lungs full of clean, fresh air. And slowly breathe out. Again, deep breath in. And breathe out. Now, close your eyes and take a really big, deep breath in. And then sigh it all the way out. Now imagine that you are out in the forest for an adventure. An adventure that will help you feel refreshed, but have some fun at the same time. This forest is quite special, and it's a place where you can escape and feel safe. It's your own private hideaway, and you are very safe. You are very loved, and you are very protected. Now imagine, it's the perfect kind of day to be outside, and the sun is shining high in the sky, but it's not too hot for you. Overhead, the sky is a brilliant blue colour. And the sunlight surrounds you with healing light and warms you through and through, making you feel all warm and tingly. The clouds form into all sorts of shapes and patterns, and they just lazily drift on by. And as you watch the clouds moving, all of your worries just evaporate. Your mind clears, and all of the thoughts that were there have just gone. There are many tall trees in your special forest, and they are truly magnificent. Can you see all the different varieties of trees? Can you name any of them? Now imagine that you're walking along a pathway. And take a little time and notice what this path is like. How wide is this path? What is it made of? How does it feel to be walking on it? And with each step you take, notice how you feel more and more alive, with a bounce in your step, and you feel so happy in your lovely forest. So happy it's hard not to grin. So grin. You feel so special here and so very loved. And as you are walking along, any tiredness you may have felt just melts away. You notice there is a rainbow of smiling wild flowers dancing in the sunlight. Can you see them? Can you see the beauty of them? Notice the sounds that you can hear. Maybe you can hear the songs of the birds. Or maybe you can hear the occasional bark of a dog in the distance. What sounds can you hear? The sunlight streams through the branches above, casting shadows here, there, and everywhere. The air tingles, and the wood sparkles with life. And with every breath you take, you find that you have more and more energy, more and more vitality and zest for life. Notice all the other sounds around you. Notice the different things that you can smell. Notice all of the amazing colours all around you. As you continue to walk along your path, you see in front of you the biggest and most beautiful cat you have ever seen. And it's about the size of a small dog. This beautiful cat looks at you, and you just know that you should follow wherever it takes you. This wonderful animal is the guardian of the forest. And it has come to take you somewhere special. Somewhere very special. So you follow where your guardian leads you. And as you follow the cat, you notice its fur. You notice how shiny and smooth it is. You notice how vibrant the colour of its coat is. What colour is the amazing guide's coat of shiny, beautiful fur? You continue to walk with your guardian of the forest. And it leads you to a magnificent and very large tree. And you see that this very old and wonderful tree has a doorway in the centre of its trunk. Your forest guardian stops and looks at you. And you hear a thought in your mind telling you to open the door and enter the tree. And you know that this is your forest guardian speaking to you with its mind, because you can hear its thoughts. Your forest guardian tells you it can go no further, but it will wait for you to return. It tells you that you are very safe, you are very loved, and you are protected on your journey. You smile, and you open the door and enter the tree. What you see next utterly amazes you. You have come out the other side of the tree into another world. You have entered the world of the elves. You see stretched out before you a wonderful meadow, and at the end of that meadow there is a beautiful green and lush forest stretching for miles and miles. You can even see mountaintops in the distance. They are so high that they have snow on them. And they look as if someone has just sprinkled them with angel dust. Beautiful, white, feathery angel dust. Off in the distance, you can hear the sound of tumbling water, and you wonder where it's coming from. Maybe it's a waterfall. You walk into the forest, and it is truly magnificent. You can see rope bridges connecting all of the trees together. How wonderful. And as you stand there, just looking, someone approaches you. It is a tall, slim person with pointy ears and very long hair. It is an elf, the most beautiful being you have ever seen. He tells you his name is Manea. He smiles at you and thanks you for coming to visit the land of the elves today. He asks you if you would like to see where all of the elves live. He asks you if you would like to visit with some of his friends, and you say, "Oh yes, please." So you climb upon one of the rope ladders and follow this wonderful being to meet his friends and his family. So for a few minutes, go with the elf and explore his home. Explore what it is like to live high up in the trees. Cross the rope bridges that link each other. The ones that link from tree to tree. You can even enter one of their homes and see what it is like. So go with Manea. Thank you. Now that you have explored the home of the elves, Manea asks you if you would like to meet the king and the queen of the elves. Oh, and of course you say yes. Manea takes you across a very long rope bridge to the biggest tree you have ever seen. And it has flowers growing all over it. Beautiful, different coloured flowers and trails of hanging ivy. And as you walk, you can hear whispering. It is the sound of the elves talking to each other. And they whisper. You don't understand what they are saying, because they are speaking a different language than you. Can you hear them? Can you hear them whispering? They are speaking in the language of the elves, and it is a wonderful sound. If healing had a sound, then this is what it would sound like to you. At the end of the rope bridge is the most magnificent castle in the trees. And you find it incredible that there is a castle in the trees. But there it is. And it even has turrets too. At the door to the castle stands two elf guards. And they greet you with a smile. And they let you pass through the door. Manea takes you into the great hall. And at the end of the great hall stand two thrones. And on each throne sits the king and the queen of the elves. They are dressed in the most wonderful, glittering long robes, and they sparkle and shine like the sun, and you have never seen anything so beautiful as this. They each have an elegant golden crown on their heads, shimmering with diamonds, and you walk very shyly up to them, and you smile, and you take a bow. The king and the queen smile back at you, and they ask you if you would like to sit with them for a while and have a chat and a nice, cool drink. Well, of course you do. So sit for a while with Manea and the king and queen of the elves. You can ask them anything you want. You can ask them about their lives and how they live. And as you chat with them, you can hear the most beautiful sound. You can hear the sound of an elf singing at the far end of the great hall. It is the most wonderful sound you have ever heard. So just sit for a short while and enjoy all they have to tell you. Now, it's time for you to leave the King and Queen of the Elves. But before you go, they want to give you a gift to take home with you. And they give to you a beautiful wooden box. It's all carved and ornate. You open the box and see your special gift. What is it? What has the King and Queen of the Elves given to you? The King of the Elves tells you that all elves have a very special ability. They have the ability to heal. They have the ability to send healing on your behalf to someone that you think may need some healing. So the King of the Elves asks you if there is anyone you would like them to send healing to. If there is, now is the time to tell him. You thank the King and Queen for taking the time to chat with you, and you thank them for your very special gift. You thank them for sending healing to someone who you think needs healing. And you say goodbye. Manea now leads you back across the long rope bridge. Back past all of the elves' homes, and then takes you down the rope ladder to the base of the tree. You bid farewell to Manea, and he tells you that you are welcome to visit him whenever you want, and he will always be here to lead the way. You walk back to the magnificent tree and back through the doorway. And as you come out the other side, the forest guardian is there waiting for you. He is waiting to lead you back home. He takes you back onto the path that leads you back into your beautiful, special forest. And you can still hear the thoughts of this magnificent creature. And you are almost sure that he is singing a song in his head. And this makes you smile. Your forest guardian stops and goes no further, because this is as far as he can go now. You smile and say goodbye. So take a deep breath in, and as you walk, let the breath slowly back out. You take another step, take a deep breath in, and again, slowly let the breath out. One last time. Deep breath in, and slowly let the breath out. Whenever you are ready, wriggle your fingers and your toes, and then slowly open your eyes.